After a decade of working with the same company, Sheila Anderson was laid off in 2012. As painful as it was to lose her job, she was excited to go back to school and finally get her nursing degree.
I've done so many different things in the medical industry, except for a nurse and a doctor. Seems like, because I've done the billing, I've done front office, back office, I've done lab, I've done a little bit of everything.
The classes Anderson's taking at Tarrant County College aren't the challenge. It's living without health insurance. That's because she falls into the so-called healthcare donut hole. See, Obamacare was designed to provide Medicaid for the poorest people and then offer subsidies for the healthcare marketplace above a certain income. Thing is, Texas didn't expand Medicaid. Now there's a coverage gap, and Anderson feels herself falling in.
I have a chronic medical condition as well.
It's multiple sclerosis.
It's not something that I can just snap my fingers or eat better and it'll go away. You know, it doesn't work that way.
Drugs to treat multiple sclerosis cost thousands of dollars a month, and appointments with a neurologist only add to the bill. Anderson has already sold her car and doesn't want to give up the one bedroom in Watauga she saved up for. Right now, she's relying on grants from a local nonprofit, her mom, and her faith.
It's frustrating because I want to do the right thing. You know, I'm trying to do the right thing. But it's like I'm hanging on by a string.
Earlier this year, Anderson went to the state capitol with Dallas Area Interfaith for a raucous rally in support of Medicaid expansion. Willie Bennett is lead organizer for Dallas Area Interfaith. He still can't believe Governor Rick Perry would refuse to take $100 billion federal dollars over the next 10 years to cover most of the costs of expansion.
These are people, folks with families, who are totally left out.
Arlene Wolgamuth, executive director of Texas Public Policy Foundation, says the offer from the federal government may sound generous, but accepting the money would be a mistake.
Why double down on a broken program?
Broken, she says, because it doesn't allow for innovation, is rife with fraud, and worsens the cycle of dependence.
We need to reform Medicaid rather than expanding it.
Medicaid may be imperfect, Willie Bennett says, but for people like Sheila Anderson, it's the only health coverage there is.
And what we would say, well, let's make it better. Let's not ditch it, because particularly when you have no alternative and things that we're doing are contributing to it not working and making it not be as well as it could. I mean, we could make it better, and we're all in agreement with that.
Groups like Dallas Area Interfaith are still fighting for a so-called Texas solution on Medicaid, and they're gaining support from chambers of commerce across the state. But for now, where's that leave Sheila Anderson? Charity care and the ER, at least until she can finish her nursing degree and get a job. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.